Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Beat Goes On podcast. And if you're new here, welcome for your first time. I'm just going to do a little recap of some things I have going on. It's still January. I feel like I've done so much in January. I've accomplished a lot, which is great. That's the goal in January, right? So I'm keeping up with my promises to myself, my list, my goals. But specifically, it's so funny. I made a post on Instagram after going to an Aspire event with my dear friend Emily, which was like a mastermind. It was really good. It's called Aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E. Look into it because they do them throughout the year. And it was really, really cool. But there, Jesse, Sarah Blakely's husband, Jesse, he sells this calendar called the Big Ass Calendar. It's huge. It's like just every day of the year on one big, and it's, you don't erase it. It's like little post-its, comes with like little tiny post-its for each day. So you can put goals. It's not for like getting your hair done or your doctor's appointment. It is for goals and things that you really want to do. Well, I've just kind of was staring at it, and there were some goals I had with some stuff with Beats Hand, but specifically I put, I speak somewhere, you know, last year I did a lot of things, but I didn't speak anywhere. I danced with the stars in front of 1,000 people. I raised $56,000 for Alzheimer's Association. I did a lot of first times last year. So this year on this calendar, I was kind of like, well, dang, I learned how to do so many new things last year. What can I do this year? So speaking was one of them. Ironically, a man named Solmi, who's a great photographer in Savannah, now is the president of Buy Local Savannah, which is a great networking group, and I'm joining. The vibe was great. But they asked me to speak about Beat10, and you know, they knew I had a podcast. He actually heard me interview Morgan Ray and was like, I want to get Michelle on. I very much stand for buying local. That's why I have this podcast. I love having my local businesses on here. Even though they're mostly Savannah-based, their knowledge empowers and inspires people all over. And I just have really enjoyed that part of it. So to speak at Buy Local, at the Buy Local, it was the 25th anniversary, and it was the first luncheon of the year. So I was really honored to be chosen to speak at it. Standing up in front of 100 people should be intimidating. I don't know, for whatever reason, I was not. I got up there and was like, I belong up here. But before I went up there, I was scared. And then it was weird when I got up there and I saw everybody's sweet faces, I immediately was comforted. So I didn't have to imagine anyone naked. Lord, I've seen everybody naked anyway. I need to imagine people clothed with my job. If you're new on here, it's because I own a spray tan business. So I think with the speech, everyone's personality is different. I talked to a lot of people, you know, in fact, Solmi, when he did his speech for Taking Over, he had written it down. So I think do what feels right for you whenever you have to do any type of event. If you need to make ladder points or write out the whole speech and read it, do it. I just was going to read my speech, honestly, and then I got teary-eyed and couldn't see it. So I think do what feels good. I don't think there's right or wrong. I think definitely prep. I'm glad I prepped and wrote down key points, but then I missed half of them. I think the biggest thing is do what feels right and just keep going and do it, because I messed up and it was completely wonderful that I did. Yeah. I mean, I didn't read anything that I missed half the things I was going to say. I missed my funny thing. Hey, here's one really cool thing is I missed my one funny thing that I knew was going to make everybody laugh. And then I ended up making everybody laugh on accident by just being authentically myself. So I was trying to be like funny. And then I said funny stuff, not meaning to be funny. And I was so scared to say ass for big ass calendar afterwards. That was the only thing I worried about, was like, are they going to be mad? Because we said, you know, you just never know. Good old Southern hospitality. You just never know where, if the word ass is going to offend somebody. So after the fact, I was like, stop saying ass, big ass calendar. So, and even that, you know, I don't even care. It's just the word. It's just a word. But I think I'm glad I prepped for things I wanted to talk about. I think the flow ended up being great, because I did have some stuff fresh on the brain. But I think anyone who's doing anything like that that makes them nervous, do what feels right for you. If you can't see like me, definitely don't write your speech. And boy, you know, your girl cried. I had all of my dearest friends showed up. Even my mom showed up. So that was super special. They were sitting right in front of me. And these are the people who have inspired me. You know, a lot of the women that were sitting right in front of me at the Buy Local Luncheon at my first speech ever that I gave were people that I have had on this podcast. Erica Pomisano, owner of First Page Marketing, was in the front table. My friend Emily, Mary Liz, Mamie Ruth, and Emily's Jewelry. Emily's been on the podcast twice. So they were just sitting right in front of me. It was so beautiful. But I think what really touched me was like, as I started, I couldn't read my speech. I'd wrote it out and I even had AI help me. My eyes started watering just from the love in the room because I am a softie as soon as I laid my eyes on everyone. So I legit had to wing it. And I'm glad I did because I had kind of blacked out. I don't even know what I said, but I do know that there was an energy speaking through me. And afterwards, I've got really good feedback from the locals and they felt inspired. And I think one important thing that we all need to learn is to tell people the fails, what you think are fails. People need to know that. It makes their dream seem more attainable. It makes them realize that everybody goes through those rough moments. And I'm really glad that I just kind of had to wing it. I talked about my very first business failing miserably. That wasn't even written on my paper. That came out of left field. But I think it came out of my mouth because someone in that room may be struggling in their first business and need to hear that, you know, that failure or those mistakes are just learning. And I am so glad that I said that, because afterwards a young lady came up to me and thanked me for saying that. There were several people. There was someone that called me from financial services place after to tell me she was inspired. And so I just did it. You just never know. Like, I never considered myself a speaker. You know, I have this podcast, but I'm hidden behind a microphone and a camera. Having faces right there listening in the moment is very different. You can't, you cannot edit that. It's forever there. Those people will forever hear the words that are coming out of your mouth. So I'm really glad that I did it. I definitely want to do more speaking events. I'm glad I broke the ice. And I'm so glad, once again, my locals showed up. My local community has truly been what has kept me going, what has kept me confident, validated the things that I'm doing right, and even sometimes the things I'm doing wrong. You know, when you get a bad review on Google, it can seem especially when you're working so hard to build a business, but take it as a learning. I think my new thing this year will just be, instead of focusing on the negative, how can I turn this into a positive? And it really changes your mindset, which makes the hard times easier. And the speaking event, what I got back from it, from everyone in the room, was it was just things that they needed to hear and inspired them to grow their business in new ways. You know, Beat Tan grew out of necessity for my sister. Like, my sister had it's just grown into what it is from necessity for financially, necessity for my sister and my family personally. Like, there's so many reasons, and that's with a lot of businesses. Sometimes you pivot based. We're doing some major pivots right now with Beat Tan, just to try some things out. A lot of times it's just throwing spaghetti against a wall. A lot of times you don't know why you're doing what you're doing. You're just doing it. And just know that nothing shows up instantly. While I was speaking up there, there's a million things I wanted to say, but there was a Q&A afterwards. And I was very shocked that the Q&A really just turned into a thank you that was really cool to me. They could have all just asked a million questions. And there were some great questions too, but I was really blown away that they were there's like a frog in my throat. I was trying not to cry because I poured out to the best of my ability to articulate my business, but there was a lot of emotion behind my speech. And I really love that it was accepted that way. And it really did move a lot of people. So I would definitely speak again. I think, like, you know, it's just now I just kind of feel unstoppable, because whatever truly you set your mind to, just do it. Stop talking about it. And I think writing it down and going back, and you'd be shocked at all the things that did come to fruition. And that was one of the things I said in my speech when someone asked me about my manifestation calendar, because I was like, I think I manifested this. And I don't think I did. I definitely did. And once again, my locals showed up. the luncheon was sold out, 100 people there, and that, you know, that's got to make you feel good when your name's posted all over for a luncheon that you pay to go to for it to be sold out. You know, that was pretty huge for me, and I'm so grateful to Buy Local. There's a new president, Somi, who used to be our photographer. The vice president is Philip Scroggins, who he was one of the first podcasts I ever went on. So it's just really cool how those things that you don't think matter become in full circle. And I think the biggest takeaway, this is just going to be a short episode to catch you guys up. You know, January's been wonderful. But I think the takeaway that I took from that, my first speaking event, was relationships matter. Every single relationship. Like I just said, Somi was my photographer at one time. Philip Scroggins asked me to be on his podcast. He had also done Dancing with the Stars. He was a very much a part of that Alzheimer's Association fundraising. He helped me because he had done it the year prior. There was a woman that was my customer from 10 years ago who stood up and told something that I did that impressed her, which actually what it was I messed up her appointment. So I gave her next one for free. And there was another woman who was really moved that was also a client of mine at one time. And she had not been back. And, you know, some people get spray tans all the time. Sometimes they don't. But that relationship really matters, because at that luncheon, it was so beautiful to see old clients stand up, old friends, old colleagues, old, you know, Savannah's so small. It was really cool to see people stand up. And I think my biggest takeaway, 100%, is relationships matter. So take that into account with everything, whether you're at work, on the phone, or just take that moment, take a deep breath, and be present in the moment with people, and it will come back at some point in life. So whatever your business or your art or your passion or whatever it is that you do, even if you just want to make more friends or network or whatever the case may be present. Really enjoy the relationships with people, and don't sweat the BS, because life is not perfect and it's never going to be. And you're going to have those waves where it literally feels like everything is falling apart. Just know that you're being tested, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is another side of the bad side. And sometimes it's hard to see, but change your mindset quickly and make a new friend. Really bond with people. That's what I took away after doing the speech and listening to everyone stand up and the things they said after the speech. I really sat back and absorbed. These were 10 plus years of relationships and connections that I had made. And some of them I hadn't seen in that long. So those little interactions with people matter. And that is what I encourage you to do, is just to interact with people, you know, genuinely, authentically, on whatever platform, in person, whatever that may be. It will pay off. It will pay off, and it feels good. So if anybody wants me to speak, I'll say yes to everything. I'd really love to speak in schools. I'd really like to talk to the high schooler who doesn't know what they want to do, or the freshman in college. I really want to speak at an event with young people. So that's a manifestation. Put it on my calendar. Thank you guys for joining today. Let us know. You can email us. It's in the show notes, but my personal email is michelle@beattan.com, or you can DM me at Beat Goes On Podcast, Instagram. If you have any, we have a lot of interest in people being on the podcast, which is wonderful. A lot of new listeners. So definitely reach out if you're interested in being on it, or you know someone, if you'd like to kind of shove someone behind the mic with us. We'd love to hear from you guys. So thank you. Love you. Talk to you next time.